WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man is behind bars charged with the kidnapping of a College Station man. College Station police say 28-year-old Zachary Drake was captured Wednesday evening after a chase through town ended with him abandoning a stolen vehicle on Linda Lane and running on foot. Earlier Wednesday afternoon, a College Station man was kidnapped and set free. The victim says a man asked for a ride to the hospital, then placed something against his neck and demanded that they drive until reaching Navasota, at which point the victim, who was not harmed, was made to exit the vehicle. The man drove off in the victim's vehicle. Drake's bond is set at $31,000 with charges for felony evading, unauthorized use of motor vehicle, and kidnapping. For more details in Drake's mugshot, go to WTAW.com. A 20-year-old is hospitalized with serious injuries after being involved in a wreck Tuesday night with an alleged drunk driver. Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan Police says two vehicles collided at the intersection of Sherwood and Miramir.
Upon investigation, one driver, Nicholas Capel, was arrested for intoxication assault. The other driver of the second vehicle was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital with serious potential life-threatening injuries.
McKeithen says 25-year-old Nicholas Capella Bryan is being tested for alcohol and drugs. The 20-year-old victim had to be cut out of his car by Bryan Fire Department and was taken to the intensive care unit at St. Joseph's. Bryan police are still searching for a man who robbed a Bryan donut shop Wednesday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says he brandished a gun, but no one was injured.
A white male wearing all black entered the Donald Donuts located at 3308 East 29th Street, which is right near Briarcrest. The suspect displayed a firearm and then left on foot with an undisclosed amount of money.
The robbery took place just after 8. McKeithen says police continue to investigate all the leads they have. A consultant is being hired to update the development of commercial land along the east side of the freeway in Bryan from Briarcrest to the south city limits. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says this involves the Tax Increment Financing, or TIF, district created 6 years ago to provide necessary infrastructure for businesses that have included retail and lodging.
It's not just the acreage north of University Drive and those developments. But also quite a bit of acreage that you see that's pretty much wooded all the way from Target Center or that development to University Drive. That's critical to the city of Bryan. Make sure we have everything together for that critical piece of land.
There are three developers, one who owns the new Chick's Convenience Store and Value Place Motel, a new owner of the Target Shopping Center, and the owner of vacant land from south of the center. A Texas man was recently killed by Africanized bees while working outdoors. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension entomologist Sonia Swiger says you should always scout out areas where you'll be working ahead of time. But if you do get attacked by bees, run to safety as fast as you can.
Don't try and drive the tractor because the bees will outrun the tractor. You want to get inside a building or inside a car, someplace that you can at least shut the doors and keep them away. You don't want to jump into water. That's one thing that if it is an Africanized group of them, they will wait around for you and they'll chase you up to a quarter mile and will continue to attack until they feel satisfied.
Swiger says the best safety precaution is to keep bees from having places to live by keeping your land clear of abandoned cars, empty bins, and undisturbed holes, pipes, and brush piles. In the midst of legislative turmoil, St. Joseph's Health System is welcoming the passage of a bill. Media coordinator Ashley Sigmund says House Bill 705, which was accepted unanimously in both the Texas Senate and House, increases the penalties for those who attack hospital staff.
What this did is it amended the term emergency services personnel to include emergency department employees in hospitals. So under the old definition, someone could be charged with a third-degree felony for assaulting a police officer, a firefighter, or a paramedic at a crime scene, but assaulting a hospital employee in the ER, you know, a few minutes later, that was only considered a Class A misdemeanor.
Sigmund says a national survey by the Emergency Nurses Association found that 1 in 10 nurses reported physical abuse at work over a 7-day period, so the protection is especially meaningful. And retail gasoline prices across Texas have fallen by a nickel a gallon for the second straight week. AAA Texas says the average statewide gas price stands at $3.34 as a projected 2.4 million Texans took the road for 4th of July getaways. AAA's Doug Shoup says drivers in Dallas are paying the most at $3.40 a gallon, while those in Amarillo are seeing the lowest average price at $3.21.
So we're finding that our major metropolitan areas, our big centers of commerce, are seeing the highest gas prices in the state.
Shoup says gas supplies are at their highest levels for this time of year in more than two decades. That's pushed retail prices down despite the rising cost of crude oil. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. And when it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Drew Johnson with Dr. Drew, Is It True? I'll also be covering good habits to substitute some of the bad habits we have. And jogging, is it really good for you? Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
What? I will. What happened here? Huh. Oh, did we already do the news?
Yes.
I know we did.
Don't you dare play that song again.
Oh, come on. I'm gonna. Oh, come on. Let me do it. Just, yeah. All right. No, never mind. We won't do it. It's Friday after a holiday. There, five of the 12 people who are having to work in College Station are in this building right now. Jay Sokol from the city of College Station. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
I don't even have Jethro trivia. I mean, that's how off we are today. There's no Jethro trivia.
Did you
morning.
Think we weren't coming?
No, I just didn't. My Jethro trivia service didn't come through.
Oh, even they're taking the day.
That's
off.
What I'm saying.
Okay, I got you.
It's unfortunate.
Those rascals.
They really are. So, but in the meantime, we can do it. And you brought a guest.
I did.
Yeah,
Stephanie Scher from College Station Aquatics.
Stephanie, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm all right now. You're from aquatics. That has to do with water.
Yes, sir. Sure does.
Picked right up on that. So we have water.
We do. We have nice
water
and blue, cool.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Contained in pools.
Right.
People can use it whenever they want to. Okay. So, and we're open and ready for business?
We are. We're open. We've got a lot of opportunities to come in and get cool with three locations. It's hot out there.
Yes,
it's finally picked up.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, you know, all these late summer birthdays or starting to think back to school-minded, you might want to start booking those parties. We've got several options for big parties where you can rent the facilities and have a private party, or you can do table rentals for those smaller to medium birthday parties. So we've got a lot of opportunities to get those kids out there and have a fun birthday or get back to school party.
Right. So let's tell people, let's review for people the pools that we have here, and then maybe if there's some water features and things that make them
okay,
different.
Okay, yeah. Well, our biggest location, and all the kids would probably agree, their favorite is Adamson Lagoon, mm-hmm. and that's at the corner of Southwest Parkway and Anderson. And there we've got two large water slides. We also have, which is a lot of fun, this lily pad cross where you can hop across the lily pads right. across the water. We also have a baby pool there for those youngsters. And then at our other location, Thomas Park, which is behind City Hall off of Texas, we have a blue tube slide. It's also good for younger kids. It's only a foot deep in the shallow area, so good for getting those kids in the pool and teaching them how to swim. Mm-hmm. And then over off our Rock Prairie location, Cindy Holleran Pool, we have a clam slide, which is probably for ages around, I don't know, 2 to 6, okay. just for the younger kids. And then we also have dolphins that spit out the water. You know, they love to run back and forth and play in those, cool off. Keeps them entertained, keeps mom happy too.
Sure. Now, how about bulk visits? You have passes and things like that?
Yes, we do. We've got a lot of different pass options. You can get, obviously, a daily entry, or we have a discount pass, which you can purchase 25 swims at a discounted rate. And then we also have family passes, which will get you into the pool either to Cindy Holleran and Thomas for all summer long, unlimited amount of times, or you can get the Adamson Lagoon family pass, and that will get you into all three facilities for unlimited amount of times for okay. the summer.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's you know, something to take advantage of.
Yeah,
tell me, how often
options.
Do you have to add water?
Not that often. Yeah. I would say probably once a week, actually, just with cleaning and different things like that. We're having to turn on that fill pipe, okay. so we try and conserve as much as we can.
Yeah, well, just because we're. This morning, Neil Sperry's talked about when you should water because of evaporation, and obviously there
right,
has to be
right.
some evaporation that goes on, and plus mm-hmm. big kids jumping in the pool and splashing the water
oh,
out
of
and
course.
Stuff like that. Yeah, you got to do it.
All the residual.
Now, you got a website and all that sort of stuff for this information?
We do. It's going to be at cstx.gov/swim.
Okay.
So again, that was cstx.gov/swim.
Okay, and then the swim lessons, also the information.
Yes, all
too.
The swim lesson information. We have our junior lifeguard program starting back up, and all that can be found online.
Excellent. All right, thanks a bunch.
Uh-huh.
What else you have for us?
Well, Parks and Recreation is teaming up with Texas Parks and Wildlife Neighborhood Fishing to host a clinic today from 9 to noon at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park. So those who take part will learn family fishery stewardship, how to tie lures, how to identify fish. Hey, that's a fish. And interpret
hey,
state,
fish.
interpret state regulations. But you need to bring your own rod and reel or a fly rod or cane pole or whatever you prefer and any tackle that you need so you can participate. If you're over 17, you do need a valid fishing license with a freshwater endorsement to fish during this event. So, again, that is today from 9 to noon. If you'd like to know more, 696-4148.
Hip waders?
You can.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Shoot the ducks out of the way and go to it. All right, very good. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's in-tune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7-8-2013.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Albeit not here, I'll give you two guesses as to what I'm doing. Hey, it's KO. I spent a good part of last night at the George Bush Presidential Library, so I slept in today. And for the rest of the afternoon, since it's hot, I'll be spending time catching up on stuff on my DVR. And you can do that, too, if you're hooked up with Suddenlink. They've got Suddenlink On Demand, Channel 1. 10,000 titles available. A lot of them are for free. TV, movie favorites, and a whole lot more. You get new releases 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. Live pay-per-view events on HD as well. And right now, they're doing something really cool. A true bundle. Satellite can't do this. They just can't. Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Switch to Suddenlink and bundle the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for just $69 a month. $69 a month, and you get all of that bundled together. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever, so switch now. Call 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866, or visit suddenlink.com.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
The employment picture brightens. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Job creation was stronger than expected last month. The Labor Department reports employers added 195,000 workers to their payrolls in June. That's a sign of solid improvement. The nation's unemployment rate, based on a separate survey, held steady at 7.6%. Celebrity chef Paula Deen has cut ties with agent Barry Wiener, who has represented her for more than a decade. Wiener played a big role in getting Deen a show on the Food Network. That show was canceled, along with several of Deen's other ventures, after she admitted she used racial slurs in the past. If you have a mortgage on a high-end home, your house may once again be worth more than what you owe. Zillow.com reports just over a fifth of all jumbo mortgages nationwide were underwater at the end of the first quarter, down from nearly a third a year earlier. Stock market futures are higher as Wall Street prepares to reopen after the holiday. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. So grab your best friend, your spouse, or your buddy at work and order your tickets to the award-winning Broadway shows and concerts coming to Rudder Auditorium as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season at Texas A&M. Ordering tickets is hassle-free, parking is convenient, and the experience? Well, the experience is world-class. For more information, visit mscopus.org. And be sure to vote for Opus as Best Family Entertainment in this year's Best of the Brazos Valley.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast looks pretty nice out there. Look for a high temperature probably about 95 or so today. Low temperature tonight around 73. There's not going to be any really big chances of rain, but at 20 or 30%, it could happen at almost any time, which would be kind of nice. Okay, here you go. How do you use your mobile device? Here, I'm putting you back to work. You can put on your headphones and you can be part of the Infomaniacs again.
Hey.
Yeah, well.
Right.
See, he's already here, so
welcome
I figure
back.
I'll go ahead and, you know, make him go to work. So, how do you use your mobile phone is the question.
Sound it out.
E-consultancy, that's what it is. They had the accent on the wrong syllable. Thank you. New Mobile Commerce Compendium shows that 57% of smartphone users have used their device in a store, the most common activity being price comparison with other retailers. 63%. Have you done this?
I've done that.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but I've done that.
The second most common activity, show rumors, is looking online for a discount voucher. I guess they found something. They want to see if there's a discount. Mm. You youngsters, either one of y'all done either of those things?
I haven't done that, but I've been with someone who did that.
By the way, do you know Kat McMullen? She has eaten every frozen food item that can be found.
I haven't eaten them all. They just all sounded good.
I knew she was into Famous Bowls now, but I did not realize about the frozen.
Well, earlier in the show, we were talking about the 10 unhealthiest things you have in your freezer.
All right.
One of them was, for instance, the Marie Callender chicken cheesy bacon pot pie.
It was a heartbreaking expose, Jay.
Okay. And almost everyone that I mentioned, she's going, yeah.
They all sound good.
That sounds good.
It did sound good.
And you wonder how she keeps that, you know, her figure.
Her girlish figure, I know, really.
She's running up and down the hallway.
She looked like Mama Cass. I mean, I'm not understanding that. But anyway, back to the wireless devices. While most price comparisons tend to favor online sources for electronics, apparel, travel, and entertainment, brick and mortar is still the way to go for groceries, toiletries, cleaning, and pet supplies. Now, how have you used it?
Have I used my
phone?
For
your price comparison?
I've got an app on there called Red Laser.
Okay.
And you can scan the little barcode, right? And it'll tell you information about the product, but also tell you different retailers that carry this product,
okay,
how much the price is, how far away you are from the particular store.
Oh, that's good.
And it also gives you online purchasing options as well. So, yes.
Now, see, as in yesterday, I was watching a story about the South Korean subway system that they have, and people are working so late, they work so hard in South Korea that they in fact have special train cars where if you need consultants about your taxes, about government services that are available, you actually can have a consultant right there on the train and talk to them on your way home.
Wow.
That is interesting.
They have a grocery store in the train station that has no products. It merely has pictures and the barcode. And you shoot that, and you order the quantity, and they deliver it to your house.
That's kind of crazy.
Yes, it is. But again, if you're living your life in your job, and maybe you don't have the 24-hour opportunity, so that's how those folks are using their smartphones, is by shooting codes in stores. Groceries. Thegrocerygame.com says 62% of supermarket bargains aren't published in circulars. Viewable online for comparison, but they are also displayed in aisles. This is much the same thing, except this is in America. Walmart supercenters are starting to move into this with Amazon. So see how that works out. Toiletries, Grocery Games database finds as much as 85% off manufacturer suggested retail prices archived with weekly sales. Cleaning supplies, manufacturers, coupons, and in-store sales generally top online pricing. GroceryGame.com's database finds Amazon's sale price on cleaning supplies can be as much as 50% higher than those at your neighborhood supermarket or drugstore, again, before the shipping costs. And pet supplies, a price sweep by Consumer Reports found that pet food can cost an average of 50% less in stores than it does online. So just because you buy it online doesn't necessarily mean it's a good deal.
Is there anything that Amazon is not going to get into?
Yeah, if it doesn't, Google will. But no, you're right. You're exactly right. And again, when you consider that this is something that Jeff Bezos had to tell people, hang on, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. And you know, they didn't make money for years, and they were taking in tons and tons from stockholders. And yeah, I guess he's finally turned it around. It's come a long way from just books, hasn't
it? No doubt.
There's a lot more to it than that. Do you have some news for us?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Why would I have news for you?
Yeah, because it's that time.
Okay. WTW News Time is 8:33. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll have a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Wednesday kidnapping of a College Station man resulted in the jailing of a Bryan man. Police say 28-year-old Zachary Drake is charged with kidnapping, unauthorized use of motor vehicle, and multiple charges of felony evading. Several hours after a College Station man reported being kidnapped and set free with the kidnapper driving off in the victim's car, police located the car near Southwest Parkway in Dartmouth. A chase ensued through several areas of town and included the hijacked car being driven through a fence at the end of Dominic Drive and abandoned after a drive-through heavy brush on Linda Lane. Drake is jailed in lieu of a $31,000 bond. At WTAW.com, you can find more details about the chase and kidnapping. A Wednesday morning donut shop visit ended in an armed robbery. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says a white man wearing all black entered the Donald Donuts on East 29th Street around 8:15, produced a gun, and stole an undisclosed amount of money.
Nobody was injured during this incident. We are following up on any lead that we get. At this time, it's too early to give out any kind of further details on the investigation because I don't want to jeopardize the investigation.
McKeithen says the robber escaped on foot. Also, an alleged drunk driver is in jail after being in a serious accident. McKeithen says 25-year-old Nicholas Capel of Bryan was arrested for intoxication assault after he and another motorist wrecked at the intersection of Sherwood and Miramir.
The victim was transported to St. Joseph Medical Center where he was treated for his injuries. The medical staff evaluated him and felt that he could potentially have life-threatening injuries.
The 20-year-old victim is in ICU. McKeithen says Capel is being tested for alcohol and drugs. A new bill has been signed into law that helps protect medical workers. Ashley Sigmund with St. Joseph's Health System says because of House Bill 705 amending the term emergency services personnel, assaults on hospital employees will now be treated with the same level of severity as assaults on police, firefighters, and paramedics.
A national survey by the Emergency Nurses Association found that 1 in 10 nurses reported physical abuse at work over a 7-day period. So it's not happening every day to everyone or even every week to everyone, but when it does, now our hospital ER employees will have the same protection under the law as other emergency services providers.
Sigmund says assaulting hospital employees will now count as a third-degree felony instead of a simple Class A misdemeanor. The bill passed unanimously in both the Texas House and Senate. 6 years ago, the Bryan City Council created a special tax district to pay for the infrastructure necessary to create commercial businesses along the east side of the freeway from the south city limits to Briarcrest. The council recently approved hiring a consultant. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says it involves 3 developers in 1 tax increment, or TIF, financing district.
We need some consultant help to allow the city to, organize and basically update our financials and our project and finance plans that are required by state law.
Dunn says the city and the landowners want to continue the momentum over the last year that has added, among other things, the Chick's Convenience Store and Value Place Motel. Summer is here, and as yard and field work increase, so do your chances of bee attacks. Entomologist Sonia Swiger with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service says if you are attacked, run to a car or building and don't use a tractor, which bees can outrun. She says never jump into water because Africanized bees will wait for you to come out and continue to attack you.
You don't want to try and fight them off either, trying to stop and spray them off with a hose, which is what unfortunately the man that did recently die attempted to do, and that did not work out because they just will keep attacking.
Swiger says you can stop bees from moving in by keeping areas free of undisturbed brush piles, bins, and abandoned cars. She says you should check the area where you'll be working ahead of time and choose early morning or dusk when the bees are less active. Texans are being given the chance to name the full-size space shuttle replica that'll be displayed at Johnson Space Center's official visitor center in Houston. The visitor center at Space Center Houston is running its Name the Shuttle contest through Labor Day. State residents can enter the contest by visiting nametheshuttle.com and submitting an original name. A panel of judges will select one winner who will be announced in mid-September. The shuttle replica will be part of a $12 million six-story attraction at Space Center Houston. Houston, which has deep ties to the nation's space program and is home to Mission Control, tried unsuccessfully to land one of NASA's four retired space shuttles. And this week, how about a pork chop instead of a steak on the grill? Supermarkets may have incentives this holiday week to mark down prices for pork. Livestock analyst Shale Shagram says in May, the average pork cut was running $3.49 a pound.
We do anticipate probably pork prices retail will be coming down in the course of the year, probably averaging in the high $3.30 range.
Even so, beef is expected to remain king of the grill this weekend. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Welcome to Linda's Javapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. So grab your best friend, your spouse, or your buddy at work and order your tickets to the award-winning Broadway shows and concerts coming to Rudder Auditorium as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season at Texas A&M. Ordering tickets is hassle-free, parking is convenient, and the experience? Well, the experience is world-class. For more information, visit mscopus.org. And be sure to vote for Opus as Best Family Entertainment in this year's Best of the Brazos Valley.
It's 8:39. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, mostly sunny skies with a few passing clouds around. It's going to be hot and humid into this afternoon with high temperatures up near 95 degrees. And then for tonight, generally clear skies with the overnight low temperature down around 70. Sunshine with a few building clouds during the day on Saturday. An isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm is just a possibility. Temperatures again in the mid-90s. Low to mid-90s on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance of afternoon showers or thundershowers. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, this isn't really the most pleasant of all thoughts, but if you're going to be driving around, this is not a good time statistically to be out there.
Really?
Yeah, they reviewed statistics from the National Traffic Safety Administration about the worst days to drive. And just as a reminder, this weekend is the worst weekend of the year to drive.
Wow.
If you'd like to avoid an accident. Hmm. Yeah, that's not too good. In most rankings, January 1st, probably the wee early hours, is not a good time, obviously, from the New Year's Eve parties and people trying to get home to wherever. But Monday, July the 2nd, ranks 9th in total crashes, and Tuesday, July the 3rd, the 3rd is number 3 on the list, and then yesterday comes in 2nd. So all told, the weekend, if you will, the holiday weekend, is the worst time of the year. So be careful out there.
Maybe we shouldn't have come to work today.
Well,
I agree with you.
Maybe we should have stayed home.
Drive very carefully on the way home and see. A woman who temporarily lost custody of her newborn baby because she failed a hospital-mandated drug test, won a huge settlement from a Pennsylvania Child Welfare Services and the hospital yesterday, or 2 days ago. Just before going into labor back in 2010, Elizabeth Mort ate a poppy seed bagel.
Uh-oh.
Well, see, poppy seeds can figure a false positive in drug tests, especially if they're looking for opiates. Federal standards set the minimum detection rate at like 2,000 nanograms or something like that. Unfortunately, Jameson Hospital's drug test, where she had the child, gave that test, and she obviously was over the minimum. She failed the drug test, so testing positively for the opiates was, while the reason was clear, they explained to her exactly what happened, didn't matter, and the hospital did not notify her that she had flunked the test. Instead, they went right to the child welfare people of the state.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. See, this is what happens when you follow law without conscience.
3 days later, I mean, she's at home with her newborn daughter, unaware of any problem. She didn't know that she'd failed the drug test. And in come the child service officials. They arrive with their emergency protective custody order, and they took the three-day-old child away from her mother.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway. That
How much money did she win?
Well, only $143,000. I would have thought she'd have gotten about 10 times that much. But nonetheless, most importantly, she got her record cleared. But yeah,
that's
you're
really
right.
Stupid.
Talk about a total overreaction.
Buy a lot of bagels with that money.
Yeah, you really can. That's true. When a six-year-old boy in Alaska climbed onto the roof of his parents' van as it sat in the driveway, he probably wasn't expecting to take a ride along the highway atop the van, but that's exactly what happened. Police figured he was holding onto the bars of the luggage rack on top of the vehicle and may not have said anything because the kid is something of a daredevil. Apparently, police found out. After 3 miles, he did lose his grip, tumbled to the ground. He was not seriously hurt. But what happened is somebody trailing behind the van saw that he had that happen, and they dialed 911.
I would too.
Meanwhile, at the boy's home, the family members called police to report the boy had gone missing.
Oh, my gosh.
And again, I suppose had he been scared, he could have banged on the roof or something, but, you know, you're 6 years old, you might have thought that that was a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I consider it bad if you leave, like, a cup of coffee or something like that and put yes. on top of your
hood. Your own child.
Yeah, but a person, yeah, that's, well, and again, he got a few scratches and scrapes. Now, I'm figuring that they're probably not going to volunteer to the neighbors exactly how that happened. Oh, well, you know, Charlie, he was up on the van when we drove off. Huh? Oh, yeah, he was up on the van. So.
Well, it is Alaska. They're tougher people up
That's
there.
That's true. They could well
be. They're like
be.
The Texans of the North.
In the entertainment news, no surprise that Mark Burnett and his wife Roma Downey are interested in doing a sequel to The Bible. After the History Channel pulled in about 13 million viewers for the 10-part miniseries, and why not? In fact, the show is now the top-selling miniseries of all time on DVD, and with that in mind, NBC has picked up the sequel already. The new miniseries will cover the events following Jesus' death and being tentatively called AD Beyond the Bible. No word on when it will air, but nonetheless, I would think that probably will do well.
So I never watched the original series. I right. knew a lot of people that did. So they covered it all the way up until...
Right, apparently so. I didn't either. But, yeah, and again, of course, after that, there's not a whole lot more they can do because you don't want to be writing new books, you know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, I'm sure they'll do well with that. And while we're on that a little bit, we've got the official word on marijuana from a higher authority. An Orthodox rabbi in Israel has ruled that marijuana is not kosher for consumption unless it's for medical purposes. The rabbi said in a statement that, quote, the use of the drug to escape the world is definitely forbidden, end quote. The rabbi's comments are, first, by a Jewish religious leader about the substance, unless it's for medical purposes, Israeli law prohibits the use of marijuana.
Willie Nelson okays it.
He's all for it.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or crack glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com. We're going to
Schlitterbahn. News Talk 1620 WTAW. I think we all know that cigarettes are probably not the best possible thing for you.
Unless they're made of bubble gum
or candy or whatever. Yeah, yeah. That's true. Cigarette packs that play recorded messages urging smokers to quit have been created by researchers at Sterling University.
Oh, my gosh.
Packets play audio clips giving warning messages about the dangers of smoking when they're open. The talking smokes worked well during tests carried out on a group of women 16 to 24. What does it say? I mean, you know, what are they saying to them?
You're going to turn ugly and have a wrinkly face.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, look at the demographic.
You'll look like crocodile skin.
Said 16 to 24.
True. Tests on bigger groups of males and females 16 and over are about to begin to see if that's going to work.
Is it like a little jingle?
I don't know.
Or something like those, you know, like Christmas, like birthday cards and things like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that,
you open it
that
up
would be a real big hit.
A little musical thing.
Well, the fact is, cigarettes are not illegal, and it seems to me to infringe on the rights of running your own business.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I have, and again, as a former smoker, if I'd have known that my cigarette smoke offended people to that extent, I probably would have stopped earlier. But they do; they mistreat smokers. I mean, they make them go stand outside, which, you know, on a day like we've had for the last couple of weeks, not so bad in the last few days. I mean, it's hot out there. They make them do it in Minneapolis. They make them do it in Phoenix. I mean, where the extremes of temperature cause you to have to go outside, and now they're even doing it where you can't even smoke near the doorways of buildings. You have to be far away. And you're right. It's a nasty habit, but you know, there's all sorts of nasty habits out there.
No kidding.
And I'm not exactly sure what
I can think of a lot of
do.
Place things I'd like to attack.
Sure. Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, they again.
Can you? Well,
they talk about unhealthy food, and they're working so hard on that. Do you understand how many calories are in a bottle of beer? I mean, but we don't hear them talking about that, do
Mm-mm.
we? No, not at all, because it's good tax money to be had there. Okay, what Facebook posts will keep you from getting hired? What Facebook posts will keep you from getting hired? A Harris Interactive online survey of 2,100 hiring and human resource managers showed that 2 out of 5 companies go to the social network to research their job candidates. Managers want to get a glimpse of the applicant's behavior and personality outside of the interview room to see if they would fit into the corporate culture. And according to the survey, employers who took a candidate out of the running for a job after researching social media sites reported finding a variety of concerning content.
Pictures, big time.
Yes.
What, beer pics?
Well, 50% found a job applicant had posed in a provocative or inappropriate photo or given that kind of information. 48% said they were turned off by a candidate who posted information about drinking or drug use. 25% of them found information that showed the candidate had lied about their qualifications. A third of the hiring managers passed over an applicant who had badmouthed the previous employer online. 28% didn't hire someone because of derogatory comments about gender or religion or race that the candidate had made on a social network. Paul Dean.
So see that, haters? Quit making fun of my cat pictures.
There you go. Well, Court, yeah, okay. 50% of hiring managers said they're more likely to hire a candidate whose social network showed a well-rounded person with a wide range of interests, and about half of the managers liked applicants who posted a picture or showed a creative side. So you can still be creative, and you're right. I mean, why do you want to go on there just to blister somebody or something? It just it doesn't end up making you look good at all, so maybe ought not do that. A man arrested after he tried to pass a counterfeit bill in Destin, Florida, at a local night spot. On June the 26th, county sheriff's deputies went to the Coyote Ugly, that's the name of it, on Harbor Boulevard in Destin to check out a suspicious bill. And what happened is an Indiana man had come in. The covered fee was like $5. He gives him a $50 bill, and the doorman noticed several discrepancies in the bill, the coloring, the texture of the paper, absence of watermarks, Deputy confirmed the discrepancies. When confronted, 42-year-old Jason Marion Chapman of Washington, Indiana, said he knew the bill was counterfeit. He knew the bill was counterfeit? He was arrested and charged.
They just wanted to try it out.
I guess so. Just something like, hey, those people in Florida are too stupid. They wouldn't know a counterfeit bill if they saw it.
At least he's honest.
I suppose so. A pair of burglars posing as maintenance men stole 400 fish. 400
oh my
fish
gosh.
From a Virginia park. Unidentified thugs allegedly scooped the multicolored carp out of a koi pond and into coolers. Witnesses asked the men what they were doing. They claimed that they were taking sick fish in for medical treatment.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, they can be sold on the black market for up to $130. So far, no arrests made. That's pretty serious money there. Man.
They need to make, like, a movie out of that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Fish thieves. And I got another one, I think. I have to see if I can find that about a guy who caught a fish that's 200 years old.
I saw that.
Yeah. So that's,
it's a rockfish, I think.
Yeah.
He caught it up in Alaska.
Yeah, exactly. A 200-year-old fish. Anyway,
crazy looking.
I'll dig around and see if I can find that in a few minutes. Okay, so a street in Tokyo looked like it had been hit by a freak summer snowstorm this week. The area flooded by soap bubbles. Soap bubbles. An employee on the 13th floor of a nearby office building spilled 10 gallons of powdered soap down the sink. A few minutes later, the bubbles started spewing out of the sewers and onto the street. Police say firefighters had to clean up all night, just using water and vacuuming them up. All right, from Ottawa, Canada, a 19-year-old not behaving too well. 19-year-old man might have gotten away with kicking out the beauty shop window and stealing $50 from the till. Instead, he quickly was arrested and sentenced to 3 months behind bars last Thursday because he called 911 to get help because he cut his foot when he kicked the window open. Police easily concluded that Alex Livour-Pouvoir, what a great French name. He said what had happened is he had been stabbed by a male acquaintance on that night, but that really didn't add up because who's going to stab you in the foot? And when he called for help, 15 minutes after the alarm sounded at a hair salon about a quarter of a mile down the road, they were able to put two and two together. The business was ransacked, and blood found near the smashed window matched his. Alex arrested at the hospital where his 5-inch wound was being treated. Police later learned that he had given a fake name and address, and so he pled guilty to breaking and entering. He gets a 60-day sentence. He is ordered also to submit a DNA sample for the national database. His defense attorney in court said his client, who, as they say here, was sporting multiple tattoos, a mohawk, and a big smile in the prisoner's box, his attorney said, "My client, Your Honor, has poor impulse control." Poor impulse control. Love it. Once again, any other bad habits? Just poor impulse control. That's what caused it.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-663-5670. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-663-5670. That's 1-800-663-5670.
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 5th of July, and actually, this date is the anniversary of the U.S. Secret Service.
Really?
Yep. July 5th, 1865, U.S. Secret Service was created. At first, the agency was only responsible for protecting against counterfeiting of U.S. currency. Oddly enough, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated just months before this, but it took until 1901, that was after William McKinley was assassinated, that the Secret Service actually began to protect the president. The scope of the responsibility of the service has grown enormously over the years. To date, there had been only one Secret Service agent who was killed during an assassination attempt. That was in 1950. He was acting as a shield for Harry Truman.
Wow.
September 3rd, 1902, William Craig became the first Secret Service agent to die while on presidential duty, but he suffered from deadly injuries from a speeding trolley that hit the president's horse carriage, Teddy Roosevelt, who walked away with just minor cuts and bruises. Secret Service fell under the Treasury Department in 2003, and since then, it's been part of the Department of Homeland Security. The Secret Service has close to 3,200 special agents, 1,300 uniformed division officers, and 2,000 technical support. The annual budget is about $1.5 billion.
Well, that's cool.
At the time of appointment, all Secret Service agents must be U.S. citizens, possess a valid driver's license, and should have no worse than 20/60 vision. Really? Correctable to 20/20 in each eye and should be between the ages of 21 and 37. So there you are. That's Secret Service. All right, just to show you're really loaded, Qatar National Bank, Qatar National Bank has teamed with MasterCard to launch a diamond-embedded credit card to meet the lifestyle needs of its super ultra-rich customers. The invitation-only card has no preset spending limit, and owners get personal travel advisors, around-the-clock dedicated luxury lifestyle concierge, personal shopping experience at various destinations, and invitations to mysterious insider priceless experiences.
Fancy. See, I wouldn't want everybody to know I was that rich.
I understand. Okay, what's your 15-year-old done? Canadian teen Anna Makosinski. Anna is one of just 15 students in the world selected as a finalist in the Google Science Fair thanks to her energy-saving invention, a hollow flashlight powered entirely by body heat from your hand.
Wow. Now,